here it is. It is what it is. And this is the Wisco Weekly Podcast.
And
then
I
start
to
cuddle
with
my
pillow.
If you focus on one thing, if it's cooking, if it's sewing, if it's photography, if it's painting, if it's food, right? It's very easy to kind of create the content, but as you're competing with all the other people that are taking that same content, it's about providing something that's unique and different.
You gotta be human, and you gotta call, and you gotta say, I'm so sorry.
$1,000 more for cash? What a bunch of scammers.
Listeners can't see my face, but I'm kind of in disbelief.
Thank you. I'm gonna have you do that when I walk into the house every day, and just so my wife thinks the same way that you do.
Most of our users on the platform are millennials. Last year, we had about 42,000 users, and January of this year, we're over 1.6 million.
Hey, listeners, this is Dennis Wisco, your host of the Wisco Weekly Podcast. If you haven't checked out Season 2, those were some clips of some of the great guests that I had for Season 2. Season 3 is going to be coming up here shortly. I was on site at NADA 2018 interviewing some of my guests, ranging from automotive mastermind to dealer car rentals to Equifax to Exotics Racing to Fraser McCombs Capital, Max Digital, and so many more companies and guests that I'll be bringing to you. And if there's one thing that I have learned about where we are at in the automotive industry, is please know that everyone working in the automotive industry is leading the charge when it comes to the customer experience across all other industries. So believe that. Now, here is what you can look forward to in Season 3.
You can't judge your customer, because what you find is if someone wants it bad enough, they're going to come get it.
From the customer's point of view, it's a good fit because they'll get more for less.
We have a saying, when you see a vendor, it's usually twice, when they sign you up and then when they send a cancellation notice.
We have a database that has, I think we're at 300 or 400 million records of income and employment.
Let me show you, Dennis, how we sell cars here at McMullen BMW.
I like calling it an above ground subway because it's easier for a consumer to get their head around. Okay, at some point it's going to be autonomous, but I trust subways. I'm going to trust this.
How do we support it? We invest everything into our company, to our product. So the 50 million we made were completely reinvested into our company, into our products, into our people, and then some.
The Wisco Weekly Podcast is widely available through any podcast app. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you can get episodes delivered to you weekly for Season 3. And as always, please follow along by finding us on Facebook or Twitter, Wisco Weekly Pod. Cheers, pros, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salud to the customer experience.